This episode of Keeping It Real is brought to you by GoGo's Bootcamp. Are you a real estate agent looking for the best social media training program on the planet? GoGo Bethke is considered the top Instagram realtor in the country, and her step-by-step training program will take your social media game to the next level. She's so confident, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. Keeping It Real listeners receive a special discount, so please visit gogopodcast.com. That's GOGOpodcast.com for your special discount. And now, on with the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real, the largest podcast in the country made for real estate agents and by real estate agents. My name is DJ Paris. I am your host and guide. I was going to say ghost, but I'm not a ghost, although I have been pretty sick recently, so I probably look a bit pale like a ghost. But I am your guide and host through the show. And this is our new monthly feature partnered with theclose.com. So when I started this podcast, we were focused mostly here in the local Chicago market, featuring local Chicago realtors, which we still do. But as we've grown over the years, our audience has expanded, thankfully. And now we have listeners really from all over the globe, but certainly also from all over this country. And now that we really are nationwide, we want to focus on nationwide news and trends that will really help real estate agents know what's going on in the industry. We're excited to announce this partnership with theclose.com. If you're not a reader of The Close, let me tell you a little bit about them. The Close is a new kind of real estate website designed to give agents, teams, and brokerages actionable strategic insight from industry professionals. They cover real estate marketing, lead gen, technology, and team building strategies from the perspectives of working agents and brokers who want to take their business to the next level. Now, please visit them at theclose.com and subscribe to their newsletter. Add them to your RSS feed reader so you can get notified each time they publish an article. And on the show from theclose.com, we have Chris Linsell. He's staff writer and a real estate coach. Let me tell you a little bit about Chris. Chris is one of The Close's resident experts on real estate topics, ranging from marketing, lead generation, transactional best practices, and everything in between. As a licensed agent in the state of Michigan, Chris has been a part of hundreds of transactions from modest rural starter homes to massive waterside compounds. When he isn't writing, you'll find Chris fly fishing the trout streams of Michigan or on the stage at his local community theater's latest production. Although maybe not right now because the theaters are closed. But Chris, welcome once again to the show. We're so excited to have you.
DJ, thanks for having me. Glad to be chatting with you, and glad to see you're feeling a little bit better. I'm wishing everybody really good vibes right now, really good health vibes.
I had really funny timing. Thankfully, it was just food poisoning, but it was still food poisoning.
Yeah.
And that happened last Thursday, and it wiped me out for about 4 or 5 days. And even yesterday, I had to take a day off 6 days later. So I'm thankfully fine, and I believe coronavirus free, but also I'm not puking from food poisoning any longer. So I'm grateful for that. But anyway, glad to be with you. And, you know, there is a lot going on right now. I know we have 660 brokers at our own firm. We've closed our offices. Wow. I'm here in the office along with our owner, just getting some work done. But, you know, most realtors are just like everyone else working from home, you know, these days. So I imagine the same thing's going on with you.
Oh yeah. Just about every local office in my community is closed. I think like you, there are a couple of people who are kind of sneaking in to get a couple of things done, but the vast majority of people are planted at home and have been encouraged either nicely or not so nicely to stay put and to not leave. And it's a serious situation we're dealing with here. But, you know, real estate agents are resilient. We're a resilient crowd and adaptive. So I know a number of agents who are trying to figure out how to make it work from their now home office instead of the office down on Main Street there.
Yeah, we're even doing a thing at our own brokerage where we have so many brokers where we've now assigned some of our support personnel to reach out individually one by one. It's a bit of a grind to do, but just to reach out, let them know we're thinking about them, let them know that we care, and hoping that we can give them some tips on how to stay busy. So that's be a good focus today, because I know a lot of our agents are going to be tuning in to this one, as well as agents from all over the country, to sort of get your perspective. So let's talk about that. What are some thoughts you have about, you know, what brokers could do? And I say, by the way, I should preface that I live in Illinois. We only have brokers here. That's the only type of sale, realtor, so I really should just say. So when I say broker, everyone listening, please understand I'm really saying realtor. I'll try to keep the phrasing to realtor or real estate agent. But in Illinois, that's all we have are brokers. But what are you seeing as far as agents in your state? What are they doing to stay busy?
Sure. So I'm in Michigan. But I'm in contact with agents from across the country, and I've been chatting about this quite a bit. And, you know, it's pretty striking, actually. The conversations I've had so far have, really shed some light on the fact that, real estate professionals they like their office. They like to be able to go in and, you know, be around other people who are doing the same kind of work and bounce ideas off of each other and collaborate, even if it's not on particular transactions. There's a certain synergy that happens when real estate pros all get in the same room, and people are struggling a little bit trying to do it in isolation. Is that the case in your office right now?
Yeah, so it's a great question. We actually, my boss, I should have thought of this, but he did, because he's a little smarter than I am. And he came up with this idea of doing, you know, I'm on, just to preface this, I'm on two different boards for nonprofits, and I serve on them, and we have gone exclusively to Zoom meetings for ever since the virus hit. And I should have thought to do that with our own brokers, but he had the idea. He said, hey, why don't we do Zoom meetings on a daily basis? And we are now doing that, where brokers can come. We have an agenda. Here are some ideas and tips. So for everyone who owns a brokerage, and by the way, Zoom is a free service. You can pay for additional upgrades, but you probably don't have to. And that's a way to stay in touch with your brokers during this troubled time. But that's one of the things we're doing, is having these daily meetings. You know, they're not super well attended, but it's better than doing nothing. We're also doing that outreach where we're calling each person and just, you know, letting them know what's going on.
Yeah. So I'll tell your listeners, our listeners here, that, you know, I work remotely 100% of the time as a writer and coach for The Close. The Close's home operations are based in New York City. I'm here in Michigan, so I spend the vast majority of my working days in my office, in the basement of my house, or out in coffee shops. You know, I like to get out and especially have coffee or lunch with other real estate professionals and hear about what's going on in their world. So I'm pretty well adjusted to the work at home lifestyle, but a lot of the agents that I have spoken to are struggling, and I bet you some folks who are listening to this can identify here. Like, there are certain issues that are continue to come up. Like, I don't know when to start and stop work. I'm at home. Like, when do I punch in for the day? You know, you'd think, like, that seems like such a fundamental, easy thing, but when you don't have that natural kind of chronology in your day, it can be a little jarring. And so that's one thing I always tell folks, like, pick a time where you are starting work, pick a time where you are officially on the clock, and make that a dedicated work time. Don't sit in the seat where you stream Netflix at night. Actually take a shower, get dressed. You don't have to put a suit on, but get out of your pajamas, make your day, your work day actually start at a particular time, and pick an end time on it too. Because that's the other danger here, is that if there's no real separation of your work life and your non-work life, it all kind of bleeds together, and you end up doing everything a little bit less effectively than you would otherwise.
Yeah, the research is really clear on multitasking. It doesn't work. And as much as I would love to be somebody that could do it, I can't. And by the way, you can't either. The research says none of us are better at doing multiple things simultaneously than doing one thing and moving on to the other thing. And we live in a culture where we can be constantly stimulated in lots of different ways simultaneously. You know, there's obviously, on-demand streaming, there's news cycle that's 24/7. There's the internet, there's your phone, there's social media. And it's really, really tough to filter out all the noise, especially if you're working at home. I think you're right, is having a dedicated space if possible, but certainly being able to sort of turn off the external stimuli to be able to then allow you to hyper-focus.
Yeah, you know, another thing that I have figured out for my own purposes, and I see a lot of real estate agents around me that are starting to adopt this, is when you're working from home, I go into my phone and I turn off all of my notifications, except for text messages and actual phone calls. Because you think about, like, when your phone is operating at full bandwidth, you got all your notifications on. You know, Netflix is telling you there's a new thing to watch. You got a new Facebook friend request. You got Instagram likes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's 100 different ways when you are at your house that that phone is a source of leisure and entertainment. And it's easy to confuse work time with personal time if those sorts of same personal notifications that you would probably just ignore if you were sitting in your office with your colleagues. Once you're, you know, sitting alone by yourself, there's really, you know, there's not any of that kind of secondary accountability to keep you from straying off task and engaging in the personal stuff. So, you know, when I'm in my office, I have a point, like I walk in my home office, all those notifications go off and they don't come back on until I leave again.
Yeah, that's a really great suggestion. I do the same thing. So I work a bit differently. I'm not a producing realtor, but I meet with prospective agents who maybe want to join our firm on a daily basis, either in person, well, not now in person, but over the phone or in person generally. And even if it's over the phone, I do the same thing. I just turn my notifications off on my phone. So because I also have a watch that is connected to my phone and I'm getting those same buzzes to my left wrist. And I don't want that. The most basic thing is I want to give that person my undivided attention, and you want to give your business that undivided attention.
Now's
a really great opportunity to double down. Maybe if you aren't as busy because people are maybe being less active in the real estate world right now, is to really hyper focus on what you can do to grow your business.
Yeah.
And if you're constantly being distracted by the millions of emails you might get or text messages you might get on a regular basis, you can turn those off and you learn how to use those notification settings on your phone to turn certain ones to allow certain ones and to not allow certain ones.
Yeah. And, you brought something up that I think is really interesting. Real estate is a very people driven business. But just because our phones aren't ringing doesn't mean we can't be productive. You mentioned the millions of emails that you get. I am the same way. I have multiple email addresses issued by multiple companies or partners that I'm working with, all of which I have to track the incoming mail on, and it gets overwhelming. Like, I know when I go on vacation and I turn off email for a little while, I come back to literally thousands of emails waiting for me. And one thing that real estate agents, I tell folks, and it's so liberating, if you've got slow time, you should attempt email inbox zero, which is to get that email down to zero unread messages, get everything sorted into the proper folders. You know, I know agents and brokers who live that life of having literally tens of thousands of unread emails up on, in the little icon on their phone. That personally makes my skin crawl. I don't know how anybody can operate like that. But when you're in slow time right now, that's a great task. Getting to email inbox zero really helps keep you organized in the same way that you would want to organize the paper files in your desk. That's a digital filing system. Like, get it organized, make it work for you. You got some time to do that now. Why not take advantage of it, right?
Yeah, I'm an inbox zero guy myself. Although right now I'm looking, this is embarrassing. I have 50 emails in my inbox. They've all been read, but I normally have one. My personal amount that I keep is to 10. I said, if as long as I have between 1 and 10 in there, that's manageable for me. I very rarely ever get to zero, but 1 to 10 is still visually, I can look at all 10 in one clip. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I have 50 in there now, and it's making me very nervous. And it's only because I've been sick and haven't been able to monitor my inbox. But I will give another pro tip, because Chris is absolutely right. Really practice the principles of getting as close to inbox zero. Just Google it. But it's a pretty simple idea, is pushing everything, making sure everything is in the correct folder and has a correct follow-up. There are tools to help you do this. But there are also people that can help you do this. And so if you think, well, gosh, I've got 60,000 unread emails, what do I do? You know, you might even be able just to mass delete all 60,000 and start fresh. But if you feel like on a regular basis, you just don't have the time to go in and clear everything out, hire somebody. We live in a global gig economy. You can pay people for very little from countries that would be thrilled to work with you. In fact, they will tell you what they want to get paid. So you're not exploiting them. That's what they're asking for. And I do this in multiple areas. I have people who assist me from multiple countries who love doing this kind of work. I'm not particularly good at it. And it's also not something I go through my emails, because I don't get thousands of emails a day. I'm really lucky in that respect, because I'm not a practicing realtor, but I know what realtors do deal with email wise. You can hire somebody, even if you paid them $30 a week or $50 a week, would that be worth it to make sure that nothing gets missed? And you can teach them, here's what to delete, here's what to keep, here's what to do with. And I will tell you, you know, that will really free up your time. So if you think, well, gosh, that's such a daunting task, you can hire people for this. So there's just to give you a quick resource, go to Upwork.com. Mm-hmm. There's a guru.com. There's many of these websites where people will bid for your business. Say, here's what I need. I need somebody who's perfect at helping me monitor my email inbox and respond correct, you know, quickly. You can even have them help you respond, but put things in folders. People, you'll get so many people vying for these jobs, you won't believe it. So just a little suggestion there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a big fan of taking slow time and converting it into energy that is going to be transferred out into my business as soon as the market picks back up. So, like, in the same spirit of email, you can do the same thing with your CRM. And I know lots of different agents use lots of different CRMs. There's a ton of great options out there. So whatever CRM you're using, and you know, I'll just unabashedly say, if you're not using a CRM, you're missing opportunities. And there's lots of things we can talk about with that. But as far as your CRM or just your contacts, if you're still just using an Excel spreadsheet somewhere, I don't care what it is you're using, take some time to clean up your contacts. Fill in the gaps that you're missing. I bet you know more about your contacts than you have listed in your CRM. So make sure you got phone numbers, make sure you got a current address, email address, put in things like birth dates and anniversaries, social media attachments, that sort of thing. You know, this is the time where doing that sort of back end work is possible, and it's going to pay you huge dividends once, you know, the season really gets kicking and you'll have an opportunity to use that information later. Let's get it in there right now while you got some time, right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think anniversary is such a great one, because it's not something that's typically shows up on Facebook automatically. Mm-hmm. Birthdays, of course, do on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and other services, but anniversaries typically don't. And if you can go that extra step to find out if you have clients who have partners or are married, and you can actually contact them, and maybe it's just a text message. But if you do that, I assure you, almost nobody else even knows it's their anniversary, and you're going way above and beyond. If you know their kids' birthdays, if you know where they work. So for example, if you know somebody's employer, you know, and you, gosh, you know, I haven't reached out to so-and-so in a while, do a Google search, see what's going on with that employer. Maybe there's a news story, and then you could say, shoot it over to them. Say, hey, I was just checking out your company. I saw you guys just did this. That's really exciting. Hope all is well. You know, anything that demonstrates that you care about them, but you have to first know things about them. So you want to fill up that CRM with all sorts of information. And if you don't have that information now, give them a call and say, hey, I'm updating my database. I realize I don't have your anniversary in here. What is your anniversary? People will be happy to tell you that information.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. In fact, it's that sort of personal touch that really separates the top performing, the top 10% of our agent and broker market from the rest of them, because those are the agents who are providing that personalized service that really creates customer and client relationships for life. And here's another trick. This, again, it's a little time consuming, but honestly, we got time right now. So something else I like to do too is every time I close a property with a client, I always get a photo with them. I get a photo, you know, to kind of commemorate the moment. I'll text it to them. I'll post it on social media. We'll make a big deal out of it. So I've got a little folder in my camera or on my phone that's client closings. And I have started sending physical anniversary cards to people, not on their wedding anniversary, but on the anniversary of their closing.
Yeah.
And I will handwrite the note. I'll get just a blank card. I'll handwrite the note. It's really simple, really quick. You can do it with three sentences. Hey, I was thinking about this great day. What an awesome experience it was to work together. And I will go to, not so much right now, will I physically go, but you can literally do this online. Go to CVS or to Walgreens. I'll order a print of that photo. How often do we actually get physical photos anymore?
Right.
So it's a pretty special thing to actually hold a physical photo in your hand. And I'll put that photo in the card and just as a memory of that day and send it off. I can't tell you. I mean, I get more often than not, I get a phone call, not a text message or an email or a Facebook, a phone call saying, hey, I got this. This was really nice. And that engages at least a 15-minute conversation right there. And this is, you know, like I said, it takes a little bit of time, but we got time. And this is something that you can do for all of your past clients like this week. It doesn't matter if their anniversary of their property closing is in 3 months from now. Write the cards, order the photos, put it all together, address it, stamp it. Put something on your calendar that says put this in the mail and you got it. You've got a referral generating follow-up system that you don't have to think about for the rest of the year, except just put the cards in the mailbox at the right time. It's pretty easy. Yeah,
what a great suggestion. I love that.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where we have to, in times like this, when business is slow, we have to adjust our lead generation strategies, because, you know, let's be honest with ourselves right now. Consumer sentiment, consumer confidence is pretty low right now. You know, like people are scared to be making big financial decisions. And one of the products of that fear is a hesitance to make new connections with people like real estate agents, because they think, you know what, I'm not interested. I'm too nervous to make a purchase. I'm too nervous to consider a sale. It's not even going to be something I think about. But it's a little bit different if the people already know you, if the people already have a relationship with you and trust you that you're going to deliver the best information for them and their lives and their decisions. And so right now, while we are dealing with a national issue like this, real estate agents are smart to turn their lead generation strategies away from inbound lead generation like certain prospecting strategies or even certain paid services,
sure,
and focus more on that sphere of influence referral generation, because you're going to see a lot better return on your investment of time, because these folks know you. They are building on the trust that you've already established with them.
Yeah. And if our listeners are thinking, well, what do I say? Well, this is where having a lot of information in a CRM can help. But yeah, if you don't have you know, a good reason to call somebody. In other words, you don't have anything to talk about. You could talk about interest rates, right? You could just call. First of all, you should call and say, how you doing? How are you weathering the storm? You know, are the kids, you know, how are things with the kids and the family? You should obviously do that to demonstrate that you care, because you should care. And that's obviously the most important thing. But after that, you could say, hey, by the way, I don't know if you've been watching the news related to mortgage rates, but they've actually dropped quite a bit based on the current, you know, situation. And I don't know if a refi makes sense for you or not, but I just wanted to sort of bring that to your attention that right now refis are at an all-time high because rates are so low. So, you know, it might be a good time to reach out to your mortgage rep and see if a refi makes sense. And again, what you've just done is you've brought some value to the call in addition to demonstrating care. You know, and that's another reason to pick up the phone.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's like the chorus to my favorite song. Whenever I'm talking about real estate with folks, you have to provide value with every single communication. Whether it is the value of care and letting the people know that you're talking to, letting them know that you care about them and their family on a real level. You can't fake care. People see through that really, really quickly.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you got to provide some sort of value, whether it's care, whether it's information, whether it's access, whether it's services, whether, you know, there are so many different ways that you can provide value to folks. Those conversations, you don't have to know exactly what to say. And I'll be the first to tell you that there are scripts upon scripts upon scripts for just about every phone call. You can get on theclose.com and we have scripts for cold calling. We have scripts for FSBOs, for expireds, for divorce leads, literally for every situation you can think of with the lead. And so there's plenty of resources out there. But you know, the first trick is not knowing exactly what to say. The first trick is just having, you know, a personal connection to whoever that is and just letting them know that you're thinking about them. That's going to generate a lot of conversation.
Yeah. I always say just have one thing to mention and have it not be asking for a referral is probably not the right time to do that. You know, it's funny. I saw a very tone deaf, what I judged as a tone deaf announcement from, I won't mention the company, but a very large real estate company. The CEO sent out a blog post the other day saying, "We've been preparing for this day for the last 10 years, and we are ready." And as I read it, I went, I don't know that people want to hear that right now. What they want to hear is that you care about them as customers. And, yeah. And it was like a self-congratulatory. You might have read the same announcement. And I don't know if people are talking about it. I thought it was a very surprising sort of announcement. But it was the CEO saying, "We're doing great. This is great for us. Everything's fine. We're great." And it's like, it's not about you right now. It's actually about the customer. And yeah. I think if you can make it about care and concern and show a genuine show of affection for the people that you should show genuine shows of affection, because they are your past clients, your future clients, your source of referrals, anything that you can do to demonstrate that is always a win. Now's maybe not the time to make it about you. Because if you demonstrate care, they're going to fill your sphere. They're going to expand your sphere, because they're going to say, "You're not going to believe my real estate agent just called me to see how I was doing."
Yeah. You know,
that's a huge thing. It sounds small, but it's actually huge.
Absolutely. Because I guarantee you that clients or past clients, dentist or lawyer or accountant is probably not calling them. And that's not a knock on any of those professions. But as real estate professionals, we have a unique connection with people on a personal level. And, you know, I wanted to add one thing to that list that you just gave. You listed off your past clients and your associates and all the people within that sphere. But we also want to make sure that we're keeping a close eye on our current clients too, on the people who we represent as buyers or that we represent listing their property, because these folks are experiencing some pretty significant stress that we all know home buyers and sellers experience stress on a great day Let's add in this incredible national emergency that we're dealing with. And these folks are wondering, like, there's a lot of concern about whether or not this is the right thing to do, whether or not I should move in a different direction, or whether we should change course. And, you know, one strategy that buyers and sellers, agents and brokers can use here is what I call the as soon as this passes plan. And so you put together a plan, get some ideas together for exactly what you're going to do to serve your client the moment that things, the moment the clouds break and things start to kind of roll back towards towards normal. Put together some thoughts on that. And then I know that this sounds, it sounds a little hokey, but call that person. Say, you know, I wish that we could get together and talk right now, because I'd love to be able to look you in the eye. How about we hop on a Zoom call? How about, you know, we do a FaceTime? I just want to share something with you and let you see me and let me see you, because that's a powerful moment. And if they do, great. And if not, you can do it on the phone, but share with them that plan. Let them know that you're thinking about them specifically, not about your business, but about their best interest and what you have in mind to serve them. If you put together an as soon as this passes plan for all of your clients, the moment those clouds break, all of those people are going to be so excited to get rolling with you. That the next kind of commission cycle after the clouds break is going to be a really healthy one for you, and you're going to have a lot of really happy clients.
You know, that's a really huge idea. I just want to make sure we don't slow down on that one and repeat it, because this is big. So Chris just gave a great suggestion that I haven't heard anyone else mention, which is to create a, here's what I plan to do when things go back to normal. Here's how this affects you, Mr. and Mrs. Client. And here's what I'm doing now to prepare for it. And then, you know, I think that's awesome and huge. And we as realtors can come up with that strategy pretty quickly, I would hope. And then reach out to every one of your current clients and say, I want to just, if you have 5-10 minutes, I want to jump on a quick call and just let you know what I'm working on for you, so that as soon as things return to normal, we're going to be ready to go. And first of all, they're going to be so not perplexed in a bad way. They're going to be so honored that you even thought to do that. And that you're, you know, it's funny. I interviewed a top 10 broker. So there's 46,000 brokers in Chicago. This was a woman who is literally in the top 10. So top 1% of 1%. And I said, what do you think makes you different from all the other brokers? Why are you in the top 10? And, you know, so few people ever get to that level. And she goes, honestly, I call every one of my clients every single week and let them know what's going on, you know? And I said, well, and she goes, that's pretty much it. Now, of course, she's obviously extremely good at her job, and of course she is. And there's a lot more to it. But she said that was the differentiator. She goes, I hate to say that that's what makes me special, because it shouldn't. But she said, that's what makes me special, is I never let a week go by without me talking directly to my client and letting them know what's going on and doing it. And now we have technology, like Chris says, with Zoom, with Google Hangouts, you can do it in Facebook. There's a lot of ways to do it for free. Skype. A lot of options, and you can do it face to face and say, hey, if you have 5 minutes, let's jump on. I just want to let you know what I'm thinking, what's going on, because everyone's getting a million emails about, here's what our company is doing
for
COVID. And look, that's all sweet and nice. And yes, that's great, but you should go the extra step and schedule a quick 5-minute call with your client. Let them know, here's what I'm working on. Here's how it's affecting, you know, your situation. And here's what I'm going to do for you right now. And here's what's going to happen when the clouds part. So Chris, what a great suggestion. Thank you for that.
Well, you know, like the last thing that we want to do as real estate professionals is add to the noise in people's lives right now. Yeah. There is so much noise. And a lot of it is negative stuff that is really drags you down. And especially in a time of social isolation, I have not started my car in 4 days now, and yeah. I don't remember the last time that happened. Truly, in a time where we are separated from other people and we're getting so many messages, and a personal outreach means a ton. And there's something else that is really cool that happens as a byproduct of that plan. And it is the fact that once you share that moment with that client, they now know that you spend individual time thinking just about them and about yes. what's important to them. And there is this level of trust that you can't get unless somebody is now aware and acknowledges the fact that they are personally important to you. There is something about what's going on in their life that matters to you. And that creates a pretty awesome connection, one that forges that client for life sort of mentality. And the second thing that happens is after you share the as soon as this passes plan, inevitably the conversation is going to turn to, okay, well, what are we going to do in the meantime? And it gives you an opportunity to kind of cool the jets a little bit, let them know it's okay. Your anxiety is totally understandable, but we're going to get through this. There is another side to this coin. We're going to make it through here. Here's what we're going to do in the meantime. And they're going to leave that phone call feeling excited about the future, feeling comforted about the present, and knowing that they've got an advocate. I mean, this is the sort of person that is going to be your cheerleader, that is going to be your referral source for life. And all it takes is 20 minutes on a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. I'm thinking about all the service providers that I employ, accountant, financial advisor, you know, attorneys, lenders, insurance, et cetera, dentists, things of that nature. How many of them have reached out individually? And I'm not, and look, I love my service providers. So this is not a knock to my particular service providers. I love them. You guys are great. And I understand I'm not that important to you. But you know how many have reached out to me? Zero. I've gotten a lot of emails, not, you know, but I haven't gotten even one text, one phone call. So think about this. You could, and you'll also make people feel maybe a little bit less alone right now. You know, as sort of an intangible thing, it's nice to reach out, right? So yes, we're getting a little bit more in the touchy-feely side, or I'm talking about more of the touchy-feely side, but no one's reached out to me in that respect, none of my service providers. And I'm not angry, that's perfectly fine, but it would be extra special if they were to, and you get the opportunity to do that right now.
Yeah, that's the truth. You know, I am... during slow times, during times of even potential recession or of national emergency or times where the real estate industry really hits the pause button, I tell real estate professionals that they need to be thinking about their business at like a football game. Now, granted, I'm from Michigan, so the Detroit Lions are not a great example of this, but during times of challenge where you're not making much progress advancing down the field, that's okay. You don't spend your time like, you know, running into the defense and not making any progress. Spend your time on the sideline drawing up the plays, because eventually you're going to find a break. Eventually the clouds are going to part. The defense is going to get distracted and you'll have your opportunity. And if you've got all your plays drawn up, it's a clear path to the end zone here for you. So take some time and be okay with the fact that progress means not moving backwards. Progress means holding fast to what you have and drop some of those plays. Give yourself some opportunities for future success, because the work you put in now is going to make such a difference later.
Well, we should also remind our listeners that Chris is a staff writer and a real estate trainer from theclose.com. Chris, tell us a little bit about The Close as we're wrapping up.
Yeah, absolutely. So The Close is a fantastic resource for real estate professionals all over the country and really all over the world. We have readers from, most of our readers are here in the United States, but we have audiences in South Africa and South Korea and Canada and Mexico, all over the place. And we provide a free resource for real estate agents who want to level up their business. We specialize in content that is largely focused on best practices, on strategy, on tech reviews. I spend a lot of time trying to answer old real estate questions with new answers, because our business is always changing and we demand as a profession to stay up to date on the best ways we can serve our clients. And that's what I do at The Close. I write about that stuff and I talk with agents one-on-one or in groups, whether it's webinars or coaching calls or just via email about how we can serve the real estate profession by providing top-notch content.
Yeah, and it is top-notch content. I'm a huge fan. I read every article. What I love about the Close too is they don't publish 20 articles a day where it would be hard to manage. It's several articles per week, and they're really in-depth. They're long articles. They're detailed. They're specific around helping you grow your business, and best of all, free. Every single article they, and we've been doing this before Chris and I even started doing this podcast, every single article they publish, we post on our Keeping It Real Facebook page, because it's one of the best places we've ever found for content of helping realtors grow their business. So it was natural for us to reach out to Close and say, hey, we love you guys so much. You want to be on our show, but that's just really the truth. Their content's incredible. Chris's content in particular is incredible. The other staff writers are great as well. Everyone should visit theclose.com, subscribe to their newsletter. Make sure you're staying on top of the, it's only, you know, 3-4 articles a week, maybe. And they're excellent. And I promise you they're short. They're not necessarily short reads. They're good reads. They are worth your time, and you will get at least one good actionable strategy on each article they send. And even if it's a tech review, by the way, I love the fact that you do tech reviews, because realtors are getting bombarded over the last 10 years with, you know, new tech players who come into the space, disruptors, and realtors are often confused. Like, what is this? How does this actually work? You guys obviously do that, address those needs as well. So everyone who's listening, please do Chris a favor, subscribe, go to their website, subscribe to their email newsletter, read, bookmark their website, and check it every couple of days. And you'll be so, so glad that you did, because it's just I don't know that there's any other website quite like it. I've not found one.
That's really kind of you, DJ. I really appreciate it. And for those of you who are stuck at home right now and looking for things to do, the article that was just published today is 13 Real Estate Email Marketing Tips and Scripts That Actually Work in 2020. You've got your email. Your email works the same way as it does in your office from your laptop. So this is a great time to get in there, spend some time, learn a little bit about that. And for those of you who are already followers of The Close or now going to be a follower of The Close, right now I am working on a couple of articles, one about operating a business in social isolation, how you can be a real estate agent from your couch, and two, how to recession-proof your business. Always want to be optimistic about the future, but want to be realistic too, and there's a way that real estate agents can continue to be profitable and build their business even in a downturn economy. So we're working on lots of different stuff right now. Head over to The Close. Like I said, it's all free. You don't have to enter any of your information. You can just read the content and get better. If you want to get on our email list and get our weekly updates, we'd love to have you. This is about growing your business and understanding that we're all in this together. So let's help each other.
Yeah. And also, I want to ask, so everyone go visit theclose.com, become a repeat visitor, a regular visitor, read their content. It's excellent. In addition to that, we want to also remind all of our listeners to tell a friend about this particular podcast with Chris and myself, anyone who's a real estate professional. We even have listeners who write us and go, oh, I'm a financial advisor. I'm an insurance agent. So I'm surprised, but also pleasantly, it's very sweet that they get value from these as well. But if you know another real estate agent in particular who could benefit from listening to Chris and myself have these conversations, please let them know about our podcast. Shoot them over to our website, which is Keeping It Real Pod. So think about Keeping It Real Podcast without the cast at the end, keepingitrealpod.com. And also follow us on Facebook. So we're streaming this live right now, video on Facebook. If you're listening via podcast app, that's great. We're thrilled to have you. We also do these live on Facebook. So you can follow us at facebook.com/keepingitrealpod. Not only do we stream these episodes live and post links to all of our future episodes, but we also post daily articles that we find online from places like The Close. It's actually our number one source of content. But we post articles every day that we find online to help you build your business. So right now is a great time to head over to Facebook and hit that subscribe or like button. But Chris, thank you on behalf of the audience. This content is so incredibly valuable, especially right now. So thank you for being on the show, and we will we'll see you next time.
Looking forward to it. Have a good day. And everybody, stay healthy. Wash your hands.